This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
All right, admit it. With the election less than 2 weeks away and it looking to be of the photo finish variety, come on. You're watching the polls, aren't you? Well, if you are, you might have noticed that last week Gallup had Governor Romney ahead by a good deal more than most others did. We happen to know a guy who works at Gallup. Frank Newport is the editor-in-chief there. So that is what we're going to talk about today, polling and its disparities. Frank, it's good to have you here.
Good to be with you.
The numbers you guys had a week or so ago, Frank, about Governor Romney being up plus seven, they were somewhat distant from I guess you could call consensus polling. And I get that you don't want everybody to have the same poll. But why were you guys at plus seven when nobody else was?
Well, there were other polls, by the way, out at the same time that showed Romney ahead. There was one other poll by George Mason University that also had it seven, so it wasn't like it was the only poll there. But it was based on our large sample interviewing 3,500 people, and that's what they told us. We showed definitely Romney doing very well, as an example, in the South. We showed him doing disproportionately well among men. We showed him actually cutting into the lead that Obama has among postgraduates. And we put all that together. The sentiments of the people we interviewed just tilted somewhat more towards Romney than it had a week before that, when it was closer to being even, or what we have today when it's also closer to being even.
You know who Nate Silver is, right?
Yes.
Okay. He is a young, reasonably well-known numbers and statisticians guy. He's written a book about statistics and predictions. We had him on the show a week or two ago. He had a big piece in the New York Times this past Sunday. Not at all kindly disposed toward Gallup. He had a lot of criticisms. I want to talk about just one of them, and that is what he saw as wild swings you guys had in the last election, the 2008 election, and how widely you missed the mark. How do you respond?
Well, I don't think we missed the mark widely. Our estimate in 2008 that he's talking about was exactly the same as his New York Times estimate, by the way. Our polls were the same in 2008, so his own poll was that way. And I think we were not off in previous elections as well. Swings, well, it's what we were talking about. I think there are moves in the election. If we didn't have swings, we wouldn't track. We've gone to a seven-day rolling average now, in part to kind of iron out some of those short-term variations. But trust me, this is the sixth election I've been involved in. I just think there are ups and downs, particularly in the last month of an election.
Do we need to know where this race is every day?
Well, you know, speaking of the New York Times, I had a piece in there a week or two ago where they said, what would the world be like without polls, horse race polls in particular? So that's a good question. You know, a lot of people say, why do we need all the polling? Why don't we just wait and see what happens on election day? And you know, it's a noble sentiment. But one reaction to that is that people want to know where the race is. They will create ways of trying to guess it if we don't do scientific polling. The campaigns will leak their own estimates of where it is. Oracles will sit out there and try to look at the sunspots and figure out who's going to win. So I think given the strong need on the part of the average citizen to know, hey, who's ahead, and we know they want to know that, let's have scientific polling rather than just stabs and guesses at it.
The big thing nowadays, of course, is polls of polls, right? You got these, you know, people like Nate Silver who take all these polls, they put them in a formula, and then they come out with their own poll. What are we, the lay public, to do? I mean, how do we get informed opinion when there's so many polling devices out there?
Yeah, that's a great question. Of course, I always say when you have people who aggregate polls for a living, where would they be if we didn't poll, right?
Right.
They would have nothing to put in their aggregation, so they should be very, very thankful rather than critical of the fact that we pollsters are out there braving the winds of scrutiny and actually doing
slings
the polling
and arrows,
rather than sitting back in your armchair just waiting for results to come in that you put together. As a scientist, I have to say that it makes some sense to do meta-analysis. Certainly, we do it in health research. We look at a number of different studies. So if it's done correctly, sure, in general, it makes sense.
Yeah. Frank Newport, he's the editor-in-chief at Gallup. Frank, thanks a lot.
My pleasure.